Welcome to the Dan Decker Books Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Decker. This podcast is dedicated to providing my books in full, unabridged audio format. Look for new episodes every Tuesday. Now, on with the show. Black Brick by Dan Decker. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dan Decker Books Podcast. We are going to continue this week with reading Black Brick. But first off, here's a little bit of what we read from last week. The sound of approaching sirens reached our ears, and I noticed that there were way too many people looking at us. I shoved my pistol into my pocket. See you guys back at Black Brick, Tom said, taking off at a run. Cherry ran in a different direction. Are you okay? Shannon asked, nervously looking around. We can go together if you want. It would have been against protocol for us to stay together in a situation like this. Beltran already had enough to be unhappy about. It did not seem worth it to push it much further. Take care of yourself, I said, and jogged away. I struggled to breathe, and my chest hurt, but I did not slow down. The others were not convinced, but I knew the truth. Martinez had just betrayed us. I tried to run faster, but I was rewarded with a coughing fit that forced me to slow until I could catch my breath. And now... 13. The conference room at Black Brick smelled like sweat, and I was not the only one with a ring of perspiration around my neck. We had all made it back within a few minutes of each other and were waiting for Beltran to join us. It was not going to be a pleasant meeting. I took a sip of Coke and stifled a groan as pain shot up my chest. I had spoken with Dolores, who had been manning the reception desk in the lobby again, and learned that my instincts about Martinez had been correct. He had in fact betrayed us. After taking pain, Martinez had called Beltran. Dolores had not known what the conversation had been about, but Beltran had ordered Black Brick into lockdown and restricted Martinez's access to our base and internal systems. I leaned back in my chair, trying to find a more comfortable position, immediately wished that I hadn't, and sat up again. In addition to my chest screaming with every move, my lower back also hurt. I must have done something to it when I fell after getting shot. It was a miracle I had been able to run as far as I had on the way back here. The painkillers I'd taken had not kicked in yet. I took another swig of Coke, wishing I had thought to bring in another can or two because I was afraid this was going to be a long meeting. When Beltran entered the room, the temperature seemed to drop a few degrees. His face was a cold mask, but the anger danced in his eyes as he struggled to regain his composure. Beltran would sometimes fly off the handle, and all we could do was wait until he was done shouting. I took another sip of my drink as Beltran set a folder he was carrying onto the table. He leaned down, putting his hands on the top, and scourged us with his eyes. "Why did you let Martinez take pain?" Beltran demanded. "I would not have assigned your mission to another team without telling you. You know that." Shannon was staring out one of the windows, fiddling with a pen. Cherry did not appear to be listening, and Tom was handling Beltran the best of any of us because he had not been there for the Martinez part of it all. I was not in the mood to say I told you so, or give the others a knowing glance. Meet back at Black Brick, and to sort this all out, indeed. This failure was as much mine as theirs, if not more mine, since I had realized something was off. Beltran was angry, but not as furious as I was expecting. The betrayal of one of his most trusted agents should have been accompanied by a tirade of swear words and yelling. There was something about this that bothered me. "How long have you known Martinez was a traitor?" I asked. Beltran looked shocked, and I could see him trying to come up with a convincing lie, but it was not going to work. "Martinez was being managed," Beltran finally admitted. "Managed? What did that mean? Why would Beltran leave a traitor in the ranks?" "You had information that would have been key to a successful resolution of the mission," I said, "and withheld it from us. This is as much your fault as ours. If we can't trust a team member, who can we trust?" "That's the motto," Tom said. "Trust your team." Shannon looked up. "How many times have you told us?" "You've got to trust your instincts as well," Beltran said. Jake was the only one to recognize something was wrong. He looked right at me. "You should have done everything in your power to keep Martinez from taking pain, shooting them both if you had to. I'd much rather be cleaning up bodies now than guessing what Martinez is going to do next." I tightened my jaw. I had just been shot. If that was not a good excuse for a lapse in judgment, I did not know what was. Pain is dangerous. Beltran looked at Cherry. And I'm afraid Martinez is every bit as dangerous in his own way. Was this why Beltran had not been bothered by Cherry's relationship with Martinez? Beltran had bigger things to be concerned about? During the meeting, it had taken a real effort on my part to avoid staring at Cherry to monitor her reaction to all of this. Out of respect for her, I had kept my eyes away. If she was crying, it was best that I did not notice. Yeah, Tom said. We know. We'll keep our guard up. Blah, blah, blah. An idea occurred to me. There might be a good reason why Beltran had left Martinez where he was. This was our test, I said. We were supposed to discover that Martinez was a traitor. This whole time, I just thought you were being lax on the rules, but you wanted us to figure this out. That is correct. You failed. As Beltran let that sink in, every one of you had an opportunity to put this together. You all knew things he was doing wrong, but did nothing. You should have trusted each other with what you knew. Jake, you watched him torture a man. Cherry, you knew he was embezzling from Blackbrick. Tom, you knew he was taking calls on a cell phone that wasn't one of ours, but did not report them. He looked at Shannon. You caught him on my computer. Now, because you failed, Martinez has the resources Kurt transferred to Payne, and we have a much bigger problem on our hands. We all looked at each other, except for Cherry, who kept her eyes down. Beltran was right. We would have known something was wrong if we would have been talking to each other. It is you that failed, I said. Sure, we did not pick up on your little exam, but you should have had a failsafe. It should have been impossible for Martinez to pull what he did because you already knew what he was. Beltran glared at me. Forgive me for my misplaced faith in all of you. So are we out now? Shannon asked. Everybody fails their test the first time. Beltran looked at us each in turn. The next test will be much harder. Beltran's revelations were not sitting right with me. If you knew that we weren't putting things together, you should have stepped up to do something about it, especially if you thought Martinez was going to team up with Payne. You knew that Payne would come after Lauren Griffith, didn't you? Beltran did not need to answer the question. His face was enough. Jake's right, Tom said, although it looked painful for him to admit it. How can you expect us to do our job when you keep back important information? Did you know that Payne and Martinez were connected before today? I asked, thinking back to our briefing the day the Kurt house had exploded. Martinez had been in the room when we'd been talking about Payne, and he must have been laughing at us. When Beltran had assigned him to locate Payne, Martinez must have also been amused by that. I remembered the look of shock on Martinez's face when the explosion had happened. Had Kurt been working for Martinez as well, or had it been an act? I recalled everything I could, but I could not decide. If my guess was correct that Vargo and Diagon had been behind the explosion, Martinez would have been surprised. No, that felt wrong. Martinez was a better actor than I gave him credit for. If Martinez had recruited Jason Kurt as well, he had the most to lose if we brought in Kurt. I thumped my fist on the conference room table. Martinez killed Kurt and his family because he was afraid that we would learn Payne was connected to Kurt. We'd bring in Kurt and pump him for information. It was in Martinez's best interest that did not happen. That's how Gina Townsend knew my name, Shannon said. She was working for Martinez, and he was behind this all along. Kurt's family is dead because you did not do anything, I said to Beltran. Beltran bit off a growl. Tone it down a notch or two. I knew nothing of the sort, but I did have my suspicions. That being said, I did not know enough to operate on. Anytime I send a team on a mission, I expect things will not go according to plan. So should you. That's a fancy way of saying you're going to continue to withhold vital information from us. Shannon was leaning forward, perched to attack. She'd never looked more beautiful. People have died today. We could have saved lives if you would have been more forthcoming. I will do as I see fit, Beltran snapped, raising his voice for the first time. This is bordering on insubordination. You've blown off your steam. Now it's time to get back to business. Oh, it is, huh? Cherry demanded. We all looked at her. It was the first she had spoken. As I suspected, there were tear stains on her face. You should have told us Martinez was a traitor. No, Beltran said firmly, though his tone was softer. There will always be information that you won't have. Get some rest. We need to figure out what Martinez and Payne will do next and stop them. That's it for this week. I hope you have enjoyed the show. Tune in next week for another installment of the Dan Decker Books Podcast. One last thing before you go. Sign up for my newsletter at dandeckerbooks.com, and you will receive a free ebook. The text, audio, and music for this show are all copyrighted by Dan Decker. All rights reserved. This podcast is published by Xander Revolutions LLC.